I don't think so, you know, because, for instance, you know, a long time ago, you know, for instance, the military regime announced for the seven-step roadmap, and that they have through one step by step by step, you know, but the UN they did not do anything, you know, they did not intervene, they did not stop, or, you know, they did not criticize what the military government has done. So, for me, I don't see any significant changes from the UN side, just saying, you know, to release Aung San Suu Kyi, to release a political prisoner. Without releasing political prisoner, UN election will not be credible among the world, you know. But I don't think this is a significant demand from the Ban Ki-moon. Yeah, because, you know, first they said she did not have the right to vote, you know, because she is under house arrest. And then they suddenly change, you know, she has the right to vote. So this is, very tricky from the military government. For instance, Aung San Suu Kyi is under house arrest. She is serving her prison term under house arrest, you know. So according to the election law drawn by the military government, she did not have the right to vote, you know. So this is very clear. But and then they change the law, you know, not the law, just only for Aung San Suu Kyi, you know, like Aung San Suu Kyi has the right to vote. This means, like, you know, they allow Aung San Suu Kyi to participate and to vote the election. But I they say Aung San Suu Kyi will not vote, you know. So and then the military government will criticize Aung San Suu Kyi and then telling the world, the international communities, you know, okay, just see Aung San Suu Kyi, we are allowed to vote, but he did not vote, you know. So this is, like, very tricky by the military government, I think. Well, I think the military government at least has to release Aung San Suu Kyi, a political prisoner, before the election, if they want the election will be credible, like, in the eyes of the international communities, you know. So they have to release political prisoner and Aung San Suu Kyi. But on the other hand, you know, the military government already recognized, because the election will not be credit, you know, will not be reliable, will not be recognized by the international community. So they will do whatever they want, you know. So meaning they will not release Aung San Suu Kyi nor political prisoners, and then they will continue by their own way. I mean, like before the election, you know, because they drawn the constitution by themselves, you know. Even though the U.S., the EU, they trying to suggest, you know, you should not draw by your own way. You have to discuss with Aung San Suu Kyi, all, you know, inclusive. But the military government did not care, and then they drawn by themselves, and then they approve, and then now they also going to hold election. So they know, you know, the election will not be recognized by the international community.